On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Particle. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and I'll be your host. Today we're going to be reviewing the film Shazam. Shazam came out on April 5th, 2019, and is an action-adventure-comedy. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 12 minutes. The film is directed by David Sandberg. You'd recognize that name if you were a big Annabelle fan. But let's go ahead and take a look at the cast. For the cast, we have leading it, Zachary Levi. He actually plays Shazam. You'd recognize him from such things as the TV series Chuck, where he played Chuck Bartowski, and the TV series The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, where he plays Benjamin. We also have Mark Strong, who plays Dr. Savannah. You'd recognize Mark from such things as the Kingsman movies, where he plays Merlin, as well as the TV series Deep State, where he plays Maz Easton. We also have Asher Angel, who plays Billy Batson. You'd recognize Asher from the TV series Andy Mack, where he played Jonah Beck, and also the film Driven to Dance, where he plays Alex. And we have Jack Dylan Grazer, who plays Freddie Freeman, which is, I guess you would say, Billy Batson's brother, sort of. You'd recognize Jack from such things as It, the film It, where he played Eddie Kasprak, and also Beautiful Boy, where he played Nick Sheff, the 8-year-old version. And then finally we have Digimon Hansu, who plays the wizard. You'd recognize Digimon from Guardians of the Galaxy, where he played Karath, and also the film Gladiator, where he played Juba. Alright, so let's talk a little bit about the plot of the film. The film is based off of a DC comic book character named, obviously, Shazam. In the film, the story is about a wizard that is in search of someone worthy to take on the powers of 6 gods and the powers that they possess. These include the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the stamina of Atlas, including his invulnerability, the power of Zeus, including his ability to summon thunderbolts, the courage of Achilles, and the speed of Mercury, including flight. And then they take on these powers to protect the Earth from the evil demons that represent the 7 deadly enemies of man. These include pride, envy, greed, anger, sloth, gluttony, and lust. Now in this quest, different beings are brought to this realm to be tested by the wizard, which usually ends up being younger boys. Now, if they do not pass, they are sent back to the regular world, which takes me to the plot of the film. Now, as this search for this certain someone continues, Billy Batson is a 14-year-old foster kid that has been tossed from one family to another and is brought in to be tested. Now, this is in a time where the world is going to need his protection the most, and I feel like that's important to say. It's not just the years of testing. We're at a critical point in time, and Billy is brought in to be tested during that critical point in time. Now, upon passing the test, Billy finds that he can turn into a man-sized superhero with special abilities. At the same time, Billy is also staying what seems to be a stable foster family with several other foster brothers and sisters. As Billy begins to get closer to his family, especially his roommate Freddy, they work together to find out what he can do or what those special abilities are. Now, of course, this is all fun until Billy finds out that he must protect everyone from the threat that awaits. Now, the trailer covers mostly the portion of him learning what he can do as a superhero, which is honestly the best part of the film. And as a reminder, I'll play that for you right now.
Billy Batson, I choose you as champion. Say my name so my powers will become yours. Shazam.
Wait, for real?
Say it, okay?
Say my name.
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
This is proof of authenticity. Super strength. Electricity manipulation. Hyper speed.
I'd like to purchase some of your finest beer, please.
Is Captain Sparkle Fingers.
No, it's not. That's not my name.
Chosen one.
Oh, you're like a bad guy, right?
You literally did the opposite of what a superhero is supposed to do.
You're him. You're the hero.
You're welcome for not getting wrong.
I'm Batman.
Get him, Batman!
How old are you?
Basically 15.
You electrocuted a bus and almost killed these people.
And then I caught it!
You leave tall buildings in a single bound.
I'm so sorry.
All right, guys, so that's the trailer. And exactly like I said, right? We're looking at abilities and how he's learning to use them. So, but let's really talk about the movie. Now, we're doing something a little bit different this episode than we've done in the past. I do have a guest on the show today. Her name is Erin. Say hello, Erin.
Hello.
Erin is the first time she's ever been on a podcast, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, it's a little shy, but we had both seen the film, wanted to talk about it, and really, in a conversation post the film, I always ask whoever I go with, what did you think? And what did you think, Erin? What did you think of the film?
I absolutely loved it. I think it's the first DC movie that I liked since Batman and Christian Bale playing Batman. So I loved it. I thought it was great.
Okay. All right. Which is fair, right? I, on the other hand, I thought it was a good movie. I didn't think it was fantastic, right? And a lot of the reviews that have come out so far have kind of talked about that it's a superhero film that really is good for I think younger audience.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair to say, and I think that a lot of the jokes that happen in the film would reach a younger audience.
Yeah, it's not so serious.
Right. Now, some people are even comparing that it's DC's Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think that's where I kind of get a little sore in the side, because I'm a huge Guardians fan, as we're looking at the wallpaper on my computer right now.
But I can see where people say that.
I can see it. The difference, I would say, is that the jokes that happen in Guardians, I think, are for a little bit older of an audience, where the ones in Shazam are younger. You know, it's like it's fart jokes versus it's a fart joke, but it's a well-hidden fart joke, which I think is what Guardians tries to do.
True, but they're also working with kids.
They are working with kids, right? And that's the point. We have, you know, we have a foster kid. I think, and I compare it to, and of course there's been some people that have said this as well, but it's almost the movie Big, but instead he becomes a superhero. Right?
Yeah, I didn't think of that until now, yeah.
Isn't there even a part where they're in the toy store and he actually walks on the keyboard in the store?
Yep.
I feel like that was a little slight, little nod to that show.
I didn't think of that. That does.
Yeah. So, so let's talk about the highlights of the film. I feel like that, in all honesty, the best part of the film is what the trailer shows. I think that the studios knew that, and it's kind of my favorite part. Like, even as, because we've seen this more than twice, or more than once now, we've seen it twice. And even as we were watching it, once it got to the part where it was like, great, he's got them, we're ready to start to rock and roll and see, you know, how he figures these things out. And I got excited. But it wasn't until that point. In fact, all I could think of while I was watching it was, get to that part already.
Yeah, it's a very slow start.
Yeah, and the thing that, as we talked about in the beginning, I find it very interesting, we don't want to give too much away, but the villain, definitely represents the seven deadly sins, right? To a very much extent. But I feel like that as the villain was making way, that the wizard was almost pressed, because I feel like that as we saw the review of other characters going for the test, that he was very picky, and when it comes to Billy Batson, I don't feel like that there was very picking. You know, he wasn't there. No, it was like, we need someone, here you go.
I couldn't find an explanation even watching it the second time.
Yeah. So I think that's my gripe is, and again, I don't want to give too much away, but know that being turned down can cause people to become very sour about not being, you know, Shazam, if you will. And then when you get to a point where you see it's just kind of handed out to someone in a dire situation, it doesn't feel as well received or earned, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense how it's great and powerful.
Yeah. So agreed there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let me look over some notes here that I have. Let's see. Oh, well, here's an interesting thing. I don't know. It feels like the movie could have come out around Christmas time. And I just say that because the opening song, Do You See What I See, is playing as the film opens. It's during a Christmas part, so I felt like they could have released it then and maybe even may have made more money than when they released it like they did. They're, you know, it sounds like it did great in the box office, so it's probably not a huge impact, but I just thought that was interesting.
I noticed that the second time watching it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I feel like that also would have improved sales for the film's merchandising, too.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like that we find out that, let's see, I have here, find out a good introduction to the villain, but Billy Batson is kind of weird. Oh, so so some of the things that I wrote in my notes here is, you know, Billy Batson does crimes. Like, I mean, one of the opening scenes as we see Billy is him doing something that could be considered criminal intent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, it just rubs me the wrong way.
But you, deep down inside, he does have a good heart.
He does have a good heart. And
it
to
shows
be,
that.
And to be honest, the things that he's doing that are illegal are not to commit anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fair to say. Okay, how about this then? Here's one of my final notes, okay? The star of the show, I feel like, is supposed to be Billy Batson.
Yes.
Okay? But I feel like the kid that plays his foster brother, his best friend, Freddie Freeman,
mm-hmm.
is really what makes the show.
He does. I was excited to see him and Shazam play against each other, and they played very well against each other. Billy was a third character, really.
Yeah, which is interesting, right? You
mm-hmm.
you think that the kid who actually plays Billy Batson would be big, but no, it's Jack Dylan Grazer, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, and then you see that he played in It, so you know he's got really good acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't played in a lot of things, by the way.
Nope.
But he does a good job, and I would say that, you know, Asher Angel, who plays Billy Batson, didn't really hold his weight, which is interesting because we just had a Comic-Con here in Salt
mm-hmm.
Lake. And Zachary Levi did come, and he was talking about the film, and I feel like that he said, wow, Asher is a fantastic actor, right? And he's really mm-hmm. going to carry this character through. There was a question about maybe as the show progresses or something else, I can't remember, but he was talking pretty positively about Asher and nothing about Jack, and I just kind of...
Well, Asher was also there at the con, and so he might have been playing on that more.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't realize he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Dylan Grazer. You know, and the thing is, I can't give it away, but I can't say. But I will say that there is some surprises at the end of the film
mm-hmm.
that are nice. So, you know, you'll want to kind of stay tuned for that. Yeah, I think that's what else do you have to say about it, Aaron?
I love the ending. It's my favorite part. It got me every time. So,
what do you mean by?
I can't give it away.
Well, I mean, is it? Let me say this: is it the heartwarmingness or the kick acidness?
The kick acidness.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay.
Yeah, the heartwarming, but I love the ending. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was trying to pick apart which part, but I agree. I agree. I also like the ending part where there's, you know, a little bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm. I think that that's cool too. Would you say?
I agree. Yeah, it's a good surprise.
All right. What'd you think about the bad guy? I do want to actually talk about that a little bit. What did you think about the bad guy?
I liked him the most after the credits. There's a little scene, but during the film, he's a good villain. And I like how the seven deadly sins play into him being more powerful. And I think he's good.
Okay. I thought he did a good job. I've seen him, you know, in other things, and he does well in those things. I would say the only thing that I didn't like about it is I felt like he was a little too old for the role. Mm. That would be my only gripe.
But they did play on that throughout the film.
And they did. And fair. Very fair. Cool. Anything else?
Nope. I loved it.
All right. Well, let's see here. Well, first of all, Aaron, I want to thank you for joining us too before we kind of move out to the tail end of our review piece. But thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Listeners, you know, if this is something you like, we'd like to maybe bring more guests on. Aaron is more than welcome to join as well. Thank so, you're obviously always welcome. But yeah, let us know what you think, if you want to leave remarks, that kind of thing. But my rating for the film is going to be, honestly, 3 out of 5. I
like that.
What would you have given
it? I would have rated it a 4 out of 5.
Okay, so mm-hmm. See, she likes a lot more. 3 out of 5, I think it's good. I don't think it's great. Even through the rewatch, I just wasn't that engaged to sit down and really, really watch it. I felt like I had to push myself a little bit. So 3 out of 5. Stingers during or after the credits, you do get both of those here. There is something during the credits that happens that surrounds our bad guy, which, you know, Aaron kind of talked about. And then there's just a little haha something after the credits. You know, it's fun to watch if you stay. Is it going to be detrimental to knowing the rest of what's going on? I would say not.
No.
But yeah, that's it. So everyone, that concludes my review of the film Shazam. I want to thank everyone, as always, for taking the time to listen. If you're a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook.com. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. It's all run together, no spaces, underscores on that. You can also find us on Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. Of course, you can find us through such things as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, even Apple Podcasts. And it's because of Anchor that we're able to do that, and we thank them for doing that for us. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.